Jim was a great competitor, and we signed him. And we made him sit a year, made him watch, made him get his confidence back, get his strength back, and get it. The main thing was his mind, M-I-N-D.
He's out of the league. He goes to San Francisco and just, whatever the factors were, he lost his confidence. Came to Oakland. They made him try out. Well, bring your Heisman. There you go.
The 1980 season was about opportunity. Starting quarterback Dan Pastorini went down to injury. Backup Jim Plunkett now had a second life in his football career.
Pastorini had gone down with a broken leg, and it was my opportunity to make the best of it, and fortunately I did.
At the time, we were 2-3, and nobody thought that we could do anything that season. Well, we ended up winning, I think, 13 of the next 15 games and became the world champions.
The playoff run of 1980 was impressive, to say the least. The wild card Raiders pounded the Houston Oilers. The silver and black defense dominated the Browns and frigid Cleveland. But the most impressive victory was in San Diego, as the Raiders dominated an old rival.
It is all over. The jubilation begins. The Raiders are bound for the Super Bowl for the third time, climaxing one of the great stories in football in recent years, the total resurgence of the silver and black. New Orleans, here come the Raiders.
Well, we call that a Cinderella season because of the things that Jim Plunkett accomplished. Jim came in, got us on the road, and Jim was a tremendous leader.
Touchdown, Raiders!
I was down and out, kind of, and boy, getting to that first Super Bowl in 81 was just so enriching to my life. I mean, I just felt so good about everything.
That took him from the depths of depression into the limelight again and believing in himself that he could do it.
Our guys were a crazy group of guys. We had John Matusak and Ted Hendricks and Lester Hayes, and when it came to game time, they were all business and they were prepared to get the job done and win the football game.